Brilliant day for the club and the academy, all around. Driving, I suppose, going down in the bus yesterday morning. Yeah, we were chatting as a bunch of coaches going down. We says if we can get one of the teams over the line, it would be fantastic, you know. But we end up getting two teams, and the way we won it in the end was absolutely fantastic, you know. And I'm delighted for the boys and the coaching staff who put in a hell of a lot of effort since way before lockdown, all the Zoom calls and all the Zoom sessions and everything. And I think that's real hard because it doesn't just come back to the stuff we've done on the field. I think it's all the stuff we've done off the field. So that's good. It's good at times when you put in the effort and you get the reward. So that's very good and satisfying, you know.
Yeah, it's nice to see all the work getting rewarded with some silverware. Your game yesterday, it went to penalties. How was the nerves before the spot kicks?
Yeah, well, it was funny. We went out on the league semi-final and down in the community centre a few weeks back, and we lost in penalties. And to be fair, I told the boys after, I'll take responsibility for that because we just didn't practice any penalties, to be fair. So we did. And the lead up to this game, we done a bit of practice and penalties and then just the technique of the whole thing. And that's all we asked them to do. We asked the players just to concentrate on the technique of striking the ball. And then obviously we swapped the keeper in as well. And he saved a few penalties and ends up being the hero, you know. So that was satisfying for the coaching staff as well as the players, you know. But it was good. They showed a lot of nerve and a lot of from the experience of going out a couple of weeks before. And sometimes that can get to you if you lose the penalty shootout. But the boys definitely stood up, and even the boys that missed the penalties, they were the first to put their hand up, which is a great sign of their character, and they'll definitely learn from the experience.
Yeah, and what about yourself then? Would you have preferred to have taken the penalty or stand back watching it?
Definitely taking it. I think you're more nervous. And it's probably one of those ones that the coach you're more nervous for, because you've been in that position before. If one of the kids miss it, obviously they're going to be devastated, you know. So it's probably more that than winning it. You just don't want one of them to be at fault, or think they're at fault for losing the game for you. And that can be hard to take it for a 13, 14-year-old, you know. So it was brilliant to get it over the line. Unfortunately, some of the Wexford players missed theirs. But to be fair, the penalties the Wexford hit were very good. Just really, really good saves by Ronan, you know.
Yeah, and it's always nice to end the season with a bit of silverware, isn't it?
Yeah, we talked about it all week. It's not the kind of stick we measure success at the academy on. The trophy is not like we have a trophy cabinet for underage or anything, but it's just nice for the boys to get across the line. Because when you're in such a big game, and to be fair to the FAI and EA Sports and their trustee league, they put on a fantastic show, and the whole build up to the game, the whole setup when you're down there was really, really well done, and that'll stand the players more so than anything, regardless of winning anything. That big game feel, and winning's part of development as well as competing and your technical skills and tactical skills, like trying to get over the line. Not everything's going to go your way in a game. And to be fair, the boys showed that wee bit of experience we've had all year. And in terms of, if you're not on top in a game, then that's okay. Just relax and get into your positions, and they go again. So they're learning every week. So from that point of view, it's another wee thing for their armoury, in terms of development, you know.
Yeah, and the 15s, they had it more straightforward. They won 2-0 over Cork City. How did you see that game?
Yeah, oh, I wouldn't call it straightforward, to be fair. It was like we scored from a corner after 15, 20 minutes, and then we probably controlled the game up until half time, and then Cork came out and they were very, very good for about 20, 25 minutes and probably should have equalised. They had a couple of great chances, and Shane Adair pulled off a couple of really, really good saves. So that game, like ours, could have went either way, could have went to penalties as well. There's nothing between the sides, to be fair, at these age groups. Cork are a fantastic team, and so are Wexford. So, and you want, that's what you want. I know that's what the national leagues here in Ireland are all about, nice tight games, and that's where the learning is for us. And you're not going to get easy games. At times when we play, you watch go-by clubs and even interleague games, sometimes they can be top-heavy. Maybe the DDSL will be very, very strong. But the national leagues seem to even it all out. It's nice competitive games all the way around. And it's nice to see, you know.
Yeah, and finally, Kevin, what does it mean for the club to win those National League of Ireland Cups?
To be fair, it's not like it's... it's fantastic PR for the club, but to be fair, it's not like there's somebody banging down my door saying we need to win something. And that is 100% not what the academy is about. It's brilliant. It's brilliant PR, and it's fantastic for the players and their parents for the effort they've put in all year. And it's fantastic for our coaches, all our volunteer coaches that put in so many hours. It's fantastic for them, but generally as a club, yes, we're proud of it. And we're proud that we can facilitate all these kids. Like, we have kids coming from Glencoe and Kill, from Carindona, Ballyshannon, Gidor, Fannett, everywhere, every corner of the county. We're proud that we can facilitate the stage for them to go and show their talents. That's what we're proud of. And if we win something, it's brilliant. If we don't, so be it. We move on to next year, you know. So that's what it's all about for us.